You're listening to a podcast from the Home Mission Desk at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. My name is Claire Ward, and with me today is Dr. Petrop Willey, who is Dean of Graduate Research and Deputy Director of the Maryvale Institute in Birmingham, and he's also going to be attending as an expert the 13th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which will be held in the Vatican from the 7th to the 28th of October, which also coincides with the opening of the Year of Faith on the 11th of October. Petrop, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, Petrop, what was your reaction when you first heard that you'd been called to Rome for a Synod of Bishops?
Well, it's always very exciting to be part of somebody else's plan. And the Holy Father, in his opening for the Year of Faith, which is called Porta Fidei, speaks about a unified plan he's had, which is to promote this new evangelization. And the part of the plan is the Year of Faith. Part of it was setting up the Pontifical Council for promoting new evangelization, and part of it is this General Synod. And that unified plan, as we know, he sees under the grace of God as being part of God's great plan for re-evangelizing, especially those areas of the world which have been Christian. And he wants to revive that ancient Christianity which has been there. So to be part of that plan is always very exciting.
And it's not just you attending, I believe. There is another colleague from Maryvale Institute going as well.
Yes, we're very honoured. Dr. Caroline Fairey is the head of catechetical formation at Maryvale Institute. And so the two of us will be attending the synod together.
What will both of your roles be? What will you be doing?
Well, it will be my first experience of being there as an expert, as it will be hers. But we're in the role of assisting and serving the bishops in whatever way they wish us to do that, especially in advising them on aspects of a document which we're all given called the Instrumentum Laboris, which is a document preparatory to the synod, which we all discuss. We work through paragraph by paragraph, in order to try to discern what the Holy Spirit is asking of the Church at this point, to try and see where all those lines of grace are running. And the Synod is a time for not so much decision-making, it really is a time for docility to the action of the Holy Spirit. And I think it will be a great privilege to be there in a place where it'll be a time of praying together, and of listening and waiting, really, to see what God has to say to us all.
And it's fair to say that yourself and Caroline have both been working and studying and researching in the area of the new evangelisation for some time.
We have for many years. I suppose once one thinks about the challenges of the reconversion of this wonderful land to Christianity, we're in the realm of new evangelisation immediately. So that is bringing the good news into every strata of society. Now, new evangelisation means that the Church is reflecting upon herself and trying to see whether she has the faith, the hope and the love which is needed in order to be truly a vehicle for God's plan for all the peoples that God wants to bring to himself and bring eventually to heaven. So we have been working in that area through the courses we run here, and especially through a focus on forming catechists for the work of the Church.
I mean, many people would love to spend several weeks in Rome with the Holy Father and with the praying Church. What are you most looking forward to about your time at the Synod?
Well, you've described it really, Claire, because what an amazing privilege it is to be with the Holy Father, who is such a saintly man, who's got such wisdom, and is really got this project of new evangelisation so close to his own heart. To be able to be in the presence of one who is wanting us to work with him on that is an amazing privilege.
Now, from England and Wales, there's not one expert going, but two, as we've heard, yourself and Caroline. What do you think that honour means for Maryvale and for England and Wales?
Well, for England and Wales, this is Our Lady's Dowry. We're going from Maryvale And we know that the special message which really the Lord has entrusted to us here in England is that it's under the patronage of Our Lady we will return to the faith. So that's one thing, that's one great hope we've got. I suppose for Maryvale, we were recently privileged that the Bishop's Conference erected Maryvale as a higher institute of religious sciences, which is for lay formation and religious formation. And so this will be an opportunity for us to bring the experience of these years of formation we've been undertaking to this synod.
As you were saying there, Maryvale has been recognised and is supporting a lot of lay people, not just in the Archdiocese of Birmingham, but across the country and in other countries as well now. How important do you think the theme of the synod is for lay people?
It's crucial for lay people. One of the quotations used most to discuss new evangelisation appears in John Paul II's document on the laity. And lay formation is really been a major theme of the Church since the Second Vatican Council. So for the first time in the Code of Canon Law, we have explicit mention of lay catechists canonically. The Synod, I know, will be looking to see what kind of stable roles lay people should be having in the Church, what kind of formation should be looked for them for the future. And Vatican II wanted to stress the call to holiness for all people, not just for priests and religious, but for lay people as well. And that's led to a very serious focus on lay formation. So I think this is particularly important as a synod to look at the place of lay people and their apostolate in the world.
Petrarch, thank you for your time and enjoy your visit to Rome.
Thank you very much, Claire.
To keep up to speed with all the latest evangelisation news in England and Wales, including updates from the Synod, please follow us on the Bishops' Conference Twitter account, @CatholicEW, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/CBCEW. You can also email me, Claire Ward, to receive our regular and free home mission newsletter at claire.ward@cbcew.org.uk. Thanks for listening and God bless you.